Charlotte Harbor? Is that what you...
Where is it?
In South Florida also.
On the West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
When did they move up here?
Oh, good heavens.
They were out in California first.
Yeah. Oh, I guess.
He came here when some of the streets were just dirt streets, so he was here for a long time.
He came here as a young man, I guess.
Relatively speaking.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What about your grandmother's education?
Well, she didn't get very far either.
Could she read and write, though?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
She read constantly, you know. She'd get those Reader's Digest books that had all the words. You know, I can remember when I was little, she'd memorize all the vocabulary words, and she was always reading constantly.
Uh-huh. So probably she got about eighth grade or so. Like, did she ever work outside the home?
Oh, yes. When my grandfather first started his businesses, she was like the bookkeeper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She ran the inside of the shop while he was out doing all the various jobs.
Do you know where your ancestors on your mother's side came from, going way back?
Yeah, English and Irish. That's what grandmother was.
Which is that?
Yeah, now my grandmother, now her family was like, part of them are the, you know. From up in Alabama and all up in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much. I've just heard them say that, you know.
What about on your father's side?
Oh, man. I couldn't tell you too much about that.
You know where...
My mother was married before, and my father's dead, so I don't, you know, really know too much about that. And my stepfather, you know, he was born in Tennessee, and his part of his family now was Indian way back, and he's got a lot of Indian blood in him.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell, you know.
You never knew your real father?
Mm-mm.
But your stepfather...
My mother was divorced from him when I was about 6 months old, so you know, I have no recollection of him at all.
At the moment, he's not really your stepfather.
No, I mean, he adopted him when I was quite small, so he's been the only father.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my children didn't even know until the other day that, you know, that wasn't their real grandfather.
Well, see, you say he's part Indian?
Mm-hmm. His grandmother, he was a quarter Indian, so.
Something like that, yeah.
Did you know his parents?
Mm-hmm. They're both dead now, but a couple of years ago.
Were they living up in Tennessee?
Uh-huh, in Memphis, Tennessee.
You wouldn't know where, they were just born somewhere in West Tennessee, I guess.
Gee, I don't even think I
can.
Some, yeah, you because know, they've always lived around there, Tennessee and Kentucky, you know.
What sort of work did your grandparents on your father's side do?
Grandfather worked for the railroad. That's all I ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Until he retired, you know. And of course, they had a large family. It was about six kids or something. And she always was in the home. I don't think she ever worked outside that.
Do you know about their education?
Gee, I don't know. I guess it'd probably be around the same as my other
children. Yeah, same as a lot of those people that lived there.
Up there, you know, they didn't ever really complete their education.
People had to really work, you know.
But they could read and write.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And how old's your husband?
32, right?
Three.
You're not 33 yet, are you?
Well, I will be 34.
Oh, pardon me. Okay.